Goo for Sheldon.
Yes.
Hello, Mary. How are you?
Hi. Good, thank you. I got your email.
Yeah.
And it says 22. Did they go to chapter 22 or was supposed to?
Yeah. Let me confirm. Let me open the draft as well.
Okay, because chapter 22 doesn't look like it's been done.
Well, let me confirm. It's just opening the file. Please give me a moment.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. Chapter 22. Scrolling, and chapter 12. I don't know why, but Microsoft has become such a heavy software. It just takes so long to load files nowadays, doesn't it?
Oh, are you still at chapter 12? There was an error there.
We'll look into that in a bit. Let me first reach chapter 22 and confirm if it's been edited. Okay, let's see, 21. It's a big book.
Oh, I thought it was short.
269 pages.
Well, some of it is double spaced. The dialogue.
No, I'm talking without the double spaces. But yeah, it should reduce to, even with the double space, it should reduce, like, I guess, 10, 12 pages. That should be it. So you still have 250 pages.
Wonderful. I thought it was going to be too short. I had one more story and I didn't insert it.
Okay, let's see. Where can I find chapter 22? 22. Weird. That's weird. Can't find chapter 22.
It is not highlighted. It should be the pig farmer, and it isn't highlighted, so it obviously hasn't been edited to back up to 21. It looks like that's where it ended. So they only did 19, 20, and 21.
Yeah, that does seem to be the scenario. Yep.
Okay. So in chapter 21,
uh-huh.
Is that where you are?
Yes, I'm
okay.
21.
I found one error that I had done, and it was not corrected. And it was she spent the summer with her grandparents, and then the grandparents named. Anyway, with her grandparents, and that should be a small g instead of a capital G.
Can you highlight where exactly we're talking about, which paragraph?
Okay, let's see. I'm made notes, so I'm on the okay, let's see. Where is that? Chapter. Okay, back to where you were. Chapter 20.
In the spring when school was out for the summer? Is that what you're talking about?
Okay.
With their grandparents, Mervyn and Bessie, is right?
Yes.
Okay. Geez, capitalized for the case, since all the names are capitalized. I assume that's why the writer or the editor capitalized it.
I was capitalizing those, and then I went back to read some more about capitalization, and it said, if you're using, if you're saying Aunt Stella went so-and-so, but if you say my grandmother Jane, that grandmother would not be because you're not addressing her. So should I leave that as a capital R?
Speaking from experience, in writing a book, perfection in grammar is not really required because, that's why in terms of book editing, it's a very intricate process when we proofread, because there's so many things you can let go in terms of general book writing, because sometimes it depends on what the situation is. You're from, you can say Texas, or there's a specific way how people talk, right? So in terms of, let's say, dialogue, you can't always go towards the general corrections because there's a general lingo that is native to an area. So in terms of book, there's so many ways you can just let go of general grammar that you don't have to be exactly perfect about it.
Okay. Then in chapter 19, there's, let's see, let me back up. In chapter 20, there is highlighted chapter 20, taking tobacco to market. And within the body of that, it says chapter and no number. Chapter, their story. That isn't another chapter. That is, it begins with the people who were sitting talking are beginning to tell some stories. And this is their story. So that should not say chapter. And it really, you know, I don't guess it. Well, it could be highlighted. That's all right. But it's not a chapter.
Talking to taking tobacco to market is not a chapter.
That is a chapter. That's chapter 20.
Uh-huh.
And within the body of that story, they have chapter / their story. And that's not a chapter. A chapter eliminated. It should just say their stories. And then it begins to tell some stories, to repeat some stories that these people told.
Let me see.
It's highlighted and in caps.
Yeah. I think that's why they said chapter... Okay.
Yeah, so that's where they went on to chapter 22, even though that's not numbered. It's
Okay. That's odd. Let me correct that for you.
Thanks. Okay.
Also, it's their story is, let's just put it in normal, and then it's already German, so. Okay. And then there's the G over, where is it? Summer. Where did it go? Let me adjust that.
That one would be chapter 21.
Yeah, I'm trying to find. Here we go.
Okay.
We have that corrected. And what else? You're talking chapter 12. There was some other error.
Backing up to chapter 19.
19. Okay.
19. Oh, there is where it says leave home, and it says H O. Backward / M-E. I don't know why that was. They would leave home early from school. That chapter 19, a hickory nut tree.
Yeah, I see it. Corrected. Okay.
Oh, okay. And then chapter 17 is... a farmer is plowing. Let's see. Furrow. He was plowing. And it's, they have added furrow as he was plowing. Yeah, that as should not be there. It's just the furrow as he was plowing, chapter 17.
Very noisy when we heard the neighbor man coming as he was plowing in the field, right?
Yes. Or as he was plowing, as he was, no, as he, yeah, plowing in a furrow. Okay, let's see. I'm looking at
it. He was mad at the mule because he would
he
not
stay in
the furrow.
He was mad at the mule because he would not. Yeah,
he
would not stay in the furrow he was plowing. And it's, there's an as there. And that as is it.
Yeah, got it. I'll talk to the editor on this. These are some childish mistakes. But then again, well, we're all here.
Yeah, and then chapter 12.
Yeah. Chapter 12, heading up.
Okay, it says, okay, chapter 12. Where is 12? Chapter 12.
Here we go. Box of chocolate candy for Valentine's Day.
Uh-huh. And down in there it says chapter 12, in the dialogue.
The dialogue?
There, chapter 12, yeah. Okay. A little chocolate candy won't hurt Hoover and me. Well, that's separated, won't hurt, and then it's spaced, and it sounds like Hoover and me is a separate dialogue. Yeah, I see it. Yeah.
Can you help me out as
yeah.
to where this is? Did you
okay.
eat a whole box of chocolates? I mean, who are...
Okay, yeah, let's see. Where is it? Did you eat a whole box of chocolate? And then down there, he says, nah, a little chocolate won't hurt Hoover and me. And it says Hoover and me is double spaced down on a line in quotations by itself. And that's continued. Nah, a little chocolate candy won't
Corrected.
Hurt Hoover and me. All right, great.
Okay, and what else?
12, and then... Chapter 8.
Chapter
at the very
eight, okay.
ending where it says came, and they've got had comes, and it should be C-A-M-E, came.
Let me
yeah.
and get to chapter 8.
It's the very last sentence.
Uh-huh. As he came home with the Filipino, right?
Yeah, Filipino bride, actually, but that'll be explained later. Yeah, as he came home.
Isn't it already came home?
No. Me neither. When my brother Carl went off to war and he came home with a Filipino... And he comes home.
Why?
Are you seeing came and he came home?
I'm seeing he came home.
Okay, that's what it's supposed to be. All right.
Let me see. Came home. Let me confirm. Okay. Came home, quit my job. That's come home. Okay. We were on not original, sorry. No markup is what I wanted to see. Chapter 8 and he came home. Yeah, that's where it is. He came home.
Good. All right. And then chapter 7. in a paragraph of those fifth paragraph, and then, wait a minute, that would be, no, wait a minute, let's see, where it says, I have many fond memories of my grandmother, Belle Bass.
That chapter, can you check her again, Troy?
Chapter 7,
okay. And I have
the
many
G
memories.
The grandmother. Of my grandmother, Belle.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Should that G be a small G?
Yeah, it is a small G.
Oh, okay. I have
wait,
that highlighted.
Well, it's already highlighted in red.
Yeah, so it should have been changed to from a capital to a small G, and that was changed.
It is. Yes. Let me do something for you. Let me do something for you and make your life a lot easier. Did you go to review and do the no markup thing I told you?
Yes, I did.
So. That's weird. Why is it small on my end then? Is it on no markup or
it's
some sort of markup?
Oh, there's no. It's not shaded in red.
No. I mean, go to review and confirm if it's no markup.
Okay. Let me see. Where did I go to view?
Review tracking, and you should see an option for no markup.
Simple markup. Click on that and then sign no markup.
No markup, yeah. Now you should see a plain version with just how the book's looking after the edits. It's much easier for you to read and much easier for you to understand.
Uh-huh. And then back to page one, where
page
it
one.
Said that the store is located, and they're saying are located. Was that changed to is?
Yes, it is changed to is.
Okay, it's still highlighted in red. Okay.
Well, we don't change the highlight back to black, so you don't have any issues tracking the changes you wanted.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Good. Then,
when we do a final review, we'll correct all the colors. Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. So I just keep moving on and not. All right. So, okay, that was all that I found. And I had sent a picture to Daniel, doing the book cover.
Oh, that's cool. That is good. I'll inform Daniel as soon as he's in the office. He hasn't reached the office today, I think, at this time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So. How do you like the edit so far? Satisfied?
I do. Yeah, I like it.
That's great. That's great. So, per week, we'll keep rolling graphs. And just can you kindly just give me an email back with just an approval for the drafts so the writers can continue? We prefer to move ahead with written approvals. Okay?
Wonderful. Yes, I will.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect. Have a good day.
All right. Just
Mary, any other questions?
I don't think so. Right now, so I will just email you back that editing approved or something like that to chapter 21.
Yeah, you can just continue ahead. It's fine. Anything.
Continue
fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Wonderful. I will do
perfect.
That.
Perfect.
No,
all right. Have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you too. Bye. Have a good weekend and holiday.
You too.
Thank you.
Perfect. You too. Have a good weekend. Bye.
Thanks, Mike.